Today we are in our second week of social distancing due to the coronavirus. If you've been watching the news this week, there seems to be a rash of famous people who have contracted the disease and are at home in quarantine. In the UK, Prince Charles is in quarantine. Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of the UK, is in quarantine. Here in the United States, Senator Rand Paul has tested positive for the virus and is also in quarantine. Being in quarantine because of a disease is something that is outside of our normal, everyday, modern life, but quarantines are as old as the Bible itself. If you put a definition of quarantine, or ask what the definition of quarantine is, it is the removal from society. And in the Bible, lepers were put into quarantine. If you turn with me to Leviticus chapter 13, starting in verse 45, it reads, "Now, the leper on whom the sore is, his clothes shall be torn and his head bare, and he shall cover his mustache and cry, 'Unclean, unclean.' He shall be unclean. All the days he has the sore, he shall be unclean. He is unclean, and he shall dwell alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp." In other words, the leper was put into quarantine. He lived an isolated life due to his skin disease, and at that particular time, leprosy had no cure. Corona has afflicted both the common person and as well as the famous person. It's no respecter of persons. And leprosy was the same way. King Uzziah in the Old Testament was a leper, and he received his leprosy because he had sinned against God. You can see the biblical account of that in 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 21. It reads, "King Uzziah was a leper until the day of his death. He dwelt in an isolated house because he was a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord." In other words, he lived a life of a leper in quarantine, and he was cut off. He was cut off not only from society, but he was cut off from the house of God. Quarantining lepers lasted for centuries. And in fact, if you visit the state of Hawaii, you can go and visit a leper colony that is still in existence. There's still lepers living there. And while corona, or being exposed to corona, can put you in quarantine for 14 days, can you imagine a whole life of being in quarantine? A whole life of being shunned? A whole life of walking down the street crying out that you're unclean? A whole life of having the effects of your disease visible to everyone? This was the life of a leper. And Jesus interacted with numerous lepers throughout his ministry. And I'd like to draw your attention to one particular case this morning. Turn with me, if you will, in your Bible to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, and we're going to start in verse 12. It reads, "And it happened when he was in a certain city that, behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus. And he fell on his face and implored him, saying, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.' Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, 'I am willing, be cleansed.' Immediately the leprosy left him. And he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing as a testimony to them, just as Moses commanded." However, the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. This particular leper in the fifth chapter of Luke was totally consumed with his leprosy because Dr. Luke said that he was quote unquote full of leprosy. It was all over his body. And you can imagine for him, he was living a life of isolation and pain and physical scarring. I want to point out first, as the leper pleads for healing, I want to point out first of all, look at what Jesus does in verse 13. He does something profound, especially for that day. He touches him. Someone who probably had not been touched by someone for years. Can you imagine not having a common touch from another human? When Jesus touches him, this just isn't a touch from just a regular person. This is a touch from God himself. And as Jesus touched him, Luke says that immediately the disease left him. In other words, it wasn't gradual. It was immediate. It was immediately visible. He was cleansed. In other words, he was out of quarantine. He went from living a life of separation to a life of community. Now, leprosy in the Bible has always been an analogy of sin. And just as leprosy resulted in quarantine or separation, sin does as well. You may say, well, who are we separated from if we're sinners? You've never seen someone walking down the street declaring that they're a sinner. Who are you separated from? Well, you're separated from God, and that's what Isaiah 59 tells us. In Isaiah 59, verses 1 through 2, it reads, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear." Sin is a separator, and just as the leper was separated from his community, a sinner is separated from the presence and the privilege of knowing God. Being separated from God has horrible consequences. In Galatians chapter 5, starting in verse 19, Paul outlines those. He first starts out talking about all of the sins. He calls those works of the flesh. It reads, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, just as a leper's disease was evident to anyone walking down the street. The works of the flesh are evident." And he goes on and he lists those. They're adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, you're separated. You're not only separated from God, you're separated from his kingdom, from his presence. Sin is a separator. Sin is a denier. What is the remedy for being separated? Well, let's look at our focal passage back in Luke chapter 5. It says, "The leper fell on his face and implored him," referring to Jesus, "saying, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.'" The leper had an incurable disease. He was living the life of separation, and he fell on his face and implored Christ to heal him. This is what the world so desperately needs to do today. We are living in a time of uncertainty. The physical health of the world is at question. The economic strength of not only our nation, but of all the nations of the world is at question. But I'm telling you, all of this uncertainty, all of our problems, they're not the disease. They're just symptoms of the disease. The disease is sin. And it is an incurable disease for the modern man. There's no shot. There's no vaccine. I can't go to the doctor and ask to be cured of my sin. There's only one solution. And we can look at what the leper did, and we can find the answer for us in our incurable disease. And we can also find the answer for us coming out of quarantine if you do not know Jesus Christ today. Well, let's ask ourselves this question. What's the first thing that the leper did? The first thing that the leper did is he went to Jesus. He knew he couldn't heal himself. There's only one person who has that power, and Jesus is known as the great physician, and he went to the great physician. He went to the only person who had the ability to cure his problem. And that's the answer for the world today, is that we go to Jesus, that there's no one else who can get us out of separation from God. It's only Jesus Christ. The second thing that the leper did is he fell on his face. Fell on his face. This falling on your face is a sign of humility. That you are absolutely throwing yourself at the sovereign, knowing that there is nothing that you can do to justify yourself. You've lost all pretense of righteousness. You just fall on your face. This is what we need to do today, is we need to recognize who we are and who God is. We live in a world that doesn't really value humility anymore. But that is our pathway to God. And in fact, in Luke chapter 18, Jesus told of a parable of a Pharisee and the tax collector. And, you know, tax collectors in those days were considered national traitors. And so they were despised because they were collecting tax for the Romans. They were actually the lowest member of society. And in this parable in Luke chapter 18, starting in the 9th verse, it reads, "Also he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous." Let me read that again. Jesus spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. It goes on, and Jesus said, "Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess.' And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.'" Jesus, comparing the two in verse 14, says this. He says, I tell you, this man, referring to the tax collector, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So the leper first goes to Jesus, the great physician. The second thing that he does is, as he falls on his face, he's humbled. The next thing that he does is that he calls out. Look back at our focal passage again, Luke chapter 5, starting in the 12th verse. It says, and it happened when he was in a certain city, that behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus, and he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Let's look at that verse closely. He fell on his face. We've already covered that. But secondly, he implored him. Implored. In other words, this just isn't a casual remark. It's something vitally important. He's completely humbled and he's saying, Lord, if you're willing. He doesn't doubt the power of Christ. He doesn't doubt his power at all. He says, if you are willing, you can make me clean. He knows that Jesus can heal him. He's begging that Jesus will heal him. And just as the leper is imploring for cleansing, if you don't know Jesus Christ today, you need to implore Jesus Christ for cleansing, because in Romans chapter 10, Paul says this, starting in the 10th verse, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Just as the leper went to the great physician, just as the leper humbled himself, just as the leper called upon the Lord, You and I need to call out to the Lord. If you don't know Christ today, if you don't know Christ, take the lesson from the leper. Come to Jesus. Humble yourself. And call out. Well, after the leper did these things, what happened? He was healed. He was removed from quarantine. Look back at our focal passage, Luke chapter 5. Let's start at verse 13 again. It says, then he, referring to Jesus, put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing. I am willing. Remember, the leper said, Lord, if you're willing. Jesus said, I am willing. My friends, you and I have a Savior who is willing today to cleanse you from the disease of sin. He said, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately the leprosy left him, and he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing as a testimony to them, just as Moses commanded. He was healed. He was cleansed. And it immediately happened to him. And my friends, Jesus today will immediately heal you if you call out his name and ask him to be your Savior and Lord. when you do this, you are out of quarantine. It reminds me of this great verse, great group of verses in Romans chapter 8. I use this group of verses a lot at funerals, but it's applicable to us today as well as we think about living in a world today where people are in quarantine. It reads, "What then shall we say to these things?" Romans 8, starting verse 31. "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen. Who is even at the right hand of God who also makes intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." In other words, my friends, whatever your peril is this morning, whatever your problem is, whatever your tribulation is, whatever you're going through in life, there's absolutely nothing that will take you from the presence of the Almighty. You are in His presence as a child of God. You will not be put in quarantine. You'll not be separated. You'll not be removed from His presence. You are in His presence forevermore. If you don't know Him, you're living a life of separation. If you know Him, you're in His presence and you enjoy everything about Him. I want to close with this last thing regarding our focal passage, Luke 5, verse 15. It reads, "However, the report went around concerning Him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by Him of their infirmities." I can only imagine. Here's a person whose leprosy is all over their body. And you know, for most people, it was very painful to look at. You know, when you see someone that is scarred or afflicted like that, you just have such passion to look at people like that are going through those horrible things. And you can imagine when Jesus instantly restores him. He doesn't stop the disease. He cures him of it. He restores his face. He's back to what he looked like previous to that. And when you and I come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, the Bible says that He makes us new. He makes us new. Well, you can imagine in that particular day as people started talking and saying, "Hey, you remember this guy down the street? Jesus healed him. He looks brand new. There's no sign of his past disease." Well, you can imagine the word got around. And all of a sudden all these people wanted to come and meet Jesus, and they wanted to hear Jesus, and they wanted to be healed by Jesus. Is that you today? Do you live a life that is a life of sin, and you're being separated from the things of God? Are the things of God uncomfortable for you? It always reminds me of talking to God talking about God to people who don't know God, and a lot of times they'll say, well, you know, spiritual things are uncomfortable for me. Well, they're uncomfortable because you're separated. You're not walking in God's path. You're not in the presence of His kingdom. They don't feel right. And if that's you this morning, there's only one person that can take you out of quarantine. And that's Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you today that the Bible is true. And if you humble yourself and recognize that you're a sinner and repent from your sin and ask for forgiveness of your sin and ask Jesus Christ in your heart today, you will be out of quarantine and you'll be just like that leper. All of your past, all of the sins of your past will be taken away. Just as the leper was cleansed, you'll be cleansed. The Bible says that you'll be whiter than snow. If you just call out to the great physician who can take you out of quarantine. Join me in prayer, please. Father, we just thank you today for your wonderfulness of your word, for your truth. And Lord, we're living in uncertain times. And first of all, I pray for our local church body, that we will lean on your word and we will trust your word and we'll find comfort in it. I pray, Lord, for anyone who's listening this morning, that they will find comfort in your truth as we live a life of social distancing, that we have someone that sticks closer than a brother. And I just pray, Lord, that we'll take advantage of your word and it will increase our prayer life, we'll increase our Bible reading. I pray, Lord, that we'll redeem the time. Lord, for people that don't know you, who are separated from you, I pray, Lord, that they'll humble themselves and call out to you for healing so that they may know your love and your joy and your peace and everything that you have to offer. In Jesus' name, amen.